Opinions and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream here at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, it's just me today, me and you. I try and do this once or twice a month, and it's been a while, been about 3 weeks. We have a lot to discuss, a lot of things that have happened. It's Fairbanks. We just got through solstice. Have you recovered yet? No one in America celebrates the longest day of the year like Fairbanks, Alaska. And, you know, I got to tell you, Sunday morning, you know, I was able to sleep until about 6 a.m. And, oh, my goodness, I had pretty good a good Friday and Saturday of events, things that I was doing professionally, personally, and as a mayor. But that's the thing about Fairbanks. You get to pick and choose. Do you want to do nothing? You want to go out of town? You want to sit on your deck? There's so many choices, and it's so neat. So, you know, it started, solstice was celebrated on Saturday, but we started on Friday with the Midnight Sun Goaltender game. And we had the Pilots back. And to me, that is special. You know, I grew up, and your whole social aspect, you know, you're 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, was at the Panther game, watching good baseball, playing Little League, playing Babe Ruth, watching Goaltender baseball, and then the rivalry that happened with the Anchorage Glacier Pilots that erupted in about 1970. And it was great. And then here we are, the game of games, the Midnight Sun game on a Friday night. And we have not played an Anchorage team up here. We have not played the Glacier Pilots in 10 years. And John Lorke, kudos to him. He was able to get a game with the Anchorage Glacier Pilots, 3-game setup. And thank you to the Anchorage Glacier Pilots. And their general manager, coach, whoever it was, came out and says, we're going to do this every year. It starts. Doesn't mean we have to be in the league. If it works for us, great. If it doesn't, you know, I trust. And John Lorke, we trust. But it was great having that rivalry start again. And that was the first rivalry that started between Anchorage and Fairbanks. Two teams, two sporting events, two teams. And we did not like each other. I mean, it was, you know, you're 11, 12 years old, and that's when he really started not liking Anchorage. So I guess that's where my animosity started. Oh, my goodness. At such a young age. I had the honor, John Lorke gave me a call on a Thursday afternoon and asked me if I could speak, you know, in front of the crowd of the rivalry. And I thought for a second, yeah, I can give you some background on that rivalry. And it was fun. I enjoyed it, you know, and I took some selfies with the players, you know, gave both sides high fives. It was a great event to have them there. In fact, at one part during it, I was, you know, talking about the rivalry, and I looked over at the Anchorage Glacier Pilots dugout, and I said, they are not our friends. And that fired them up. It fired the Goaltenders up. Not very good game by the Panthers. We lost 7-2, but we took 2 out of 3. Now, if you really want to make it a return of the rivalry, Fairbanks has to go down and play in Anchorage, the Glacier Pilots. You have to play a home and away. You have to do that. And hopefully it gets set up. I'm sure it will. It was so much fun. It was, you know, you had 4,300, 4,500 people out there. Great people. Great time. It was so enjoyable. It was Fairbanks. It was Fairbanks at its finest. Hosting the Anchorage Glacier Pilots, a great team. The two oldest longstanding baseball teams that are still here, reigniting the first real intertown rivalry again. Thank you, John. Thank you, Anchorage Glacier Pilots. It was great. It still gives me goosebumps. That is back. Baseball is back. Then we had the downtown celebration of the solstice. Man. Liv Rodriguez, Dave Vandenberg, you guys are awesome. The event that the Downtown Association put on, you know, I had a booth down there. I'm running for mayor again, so I had a booth down there and in the Golden Heart Plaza. And you saw what was being done to Golden Heart Plaza before everything started. Festival Fairbanks, Julie Jones. You had that plaza spit polished. I mean spit polished. The Fairbanks Public Works Department, you guys were in there cleaning the bottom of the fountain the day before on a Friday. And then you were in there on a Monday, all the water out, cleaning it again. I went down there Sunday morning about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and you could not tell that an event happened there except for stuff in the street. Nothing on that plaza. Julie Jones, your team, your crew, Festival Fairbanks, you had that plaza spick and span before and after. Liv, David, you had people coming in, emptying trash throughout the day. It was well attended, well appointed. It was great, beautiful day. I'm sure, you know, 15,000 to 25,000 people. You know, I wasn't doing a head count. It was great. All the things that you could do down there. You know, you had the new beer salon opening up, brewery. You had the Hoodoo there. You had the Lavelle's Tap House there if you wanted an adult beverage. It was great. You had 37 different food vendors down there. You had 1st, 2nd, 3rd Avenue. Then you had going around the courthouse for the basketball, the 3-on-3. And that's becoming wildly popular. And I was down there, you know, I was set up by 10. The event started at 12. I had to do a ceremonial first pitch for the American Legion at 12:45, 1 o'clock. So I left. Had a great ceremonial first pitch at Groudon Park. I did not bounce the ball. And there were 6 of us who did the first pitch, and I did not bounce the ball. No, I didn't, you know, check on anyone else. But it's important. When you throw the first pitch, you do not bounce the ball. And so I didn't bounce it. I was happy with that. Came back. Had a great time. The Congressman Nick Begich, he stopped in our booth and he had a great time. He was talking with people. You know, he's such a personal person. You know, doesn't have security. And, you know, it's 80 above and he's walking around in a long sleeve shirt with a jacket, a cover jacket. And I was saying, yeah, you grew up in Texas. Yeah, you can take this stuff. But he had a great time talking with people, had a lot of people drop by the booth and talk with me about things. Enjoyed it, hydrated. People dropping by, people I've known since kindergarten, people I just met. It was a great event to attend. Fairbanks being Fairbanks in Fairbanks with nothing but a lot of Fairbanksons. But something else impressed me. You know, when you have an election for mayor sign up, you're going to get a lot of people not from the area come up and talk to you about your town. I had so many tourists, visitors that came up and told me that they were up here for this event, solstice, that heard about it. They're up here just for a day or two. They wanted to spend the solstice in Fairbanks, Alaska. And many people someone from England, New York, Boston, Georgia, the Outer Banks, only in Fairbanks. And again, no one does the solstice like Fairbanks does. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by your local Fairbanks Jiffy Lube. Heading out for some weekend fishing? Make sure your vehicle's ready for the adventure. Stop by either the College or Pegger Road location and let the Jiffy Lube certified technicians get your vehicle in road trip ready shape. Jiffy Lube can help with Pennzoil oil changes, transmission services, air filters, wiper blades, and more. Stop by when it's convenient for you. No appointment necessary. Jiffy Lube proudly pours Pennzoil motor oil. Not just oil, Pennzoil.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
We're here with Justin Prox, and halibut fishing is going really well. Lots of fish in the derby weighing over 100 pounds. Coming to port, the weather seems to be getting better, so they can access the fishing ground. So what are your tips for finding halibut toward the end of June?
Yeah, as June has moved on, the weather's gotten a lot better, and then with that, the fishing as people get a little further out. But a lot of private boats have been going not quite as far out and still doing pretty well. I've heard of quite a few big fish coming back from Knoll's Head, also a couple of really productive trips out to Bly Reef fishing that 300-foot trench out there. But the Knoll's Head spot, they're going about 185 feet of water and trying to fish the outgoing tide, sitting for a whole tide cycle and bringing in a few good fish.
And shrimp pots, people are putting them down. How are they doing?
Well, I just put mine down, so I haven't pulled them yet to find out. But a lot of people pulling in a lot of shrimp. People are getting 60 to 80 every day, 100-something every other day. There have been a lot of shrimp coming back. It's been pretty productive.
And a lot of people bringing back rockfish as well.
Yeah, there have been a lot of people coming back with some good rockfish, just fishing rocky structure with smaller hooks and jigging.
If you're looking to catch a big halibut, silver salmon, or rockfish in Valdez, get geared up at the Prospector in Valdez. Need boots or rain gear? Prospector's got it. Our Valdez store has rods, reels, tackle, bait, and even coolers to bring your catch home too. Talk to our local experts and get the right gear for Prince William Sound. The Prospector's open late all summer.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 71. West winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 52. Overcast skies. Rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. If you want to call into today, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, also, we had the Midnight Sun Run. Did not see it this year, but that is a neat run. You know, you're going to get 2,500 participants and about 6,000 people watching the 2,500 participants. And in over there off of Geist Road, it's a block party. Then you come down into the Westgate Riverview Drive area, and it's a block party. And it's been going on now, what, about 40 years. And again, no one does solstice like Fairbanks does solstice. And if you want to give a call in and talk about that, hey, give me a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Now, with the summer comes the forest fires. And starting probably, oh, we're going to take a few phone calls here. Good morning, you're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Hello, Tom, how are you doing?
Hey, very good. Hey, I had a great solstice, but hey, I know you're one of the hardest working guys around town. But I'm wondering if there was a way that you could come up with a 5 to 10 minute fire overview. You know, just like a fire update.
Oh, you mean like I'm going to be doing here right now, increased fire activity on Himalaya Road Fire and challenge dozer lines along the eastern edge, and wind-driven conditions have led the Fairbanks North Suburb Borough to upgrade evacuation levels in the fire area. Firefighters are working to establish contingency lines along the Elliott Highway. Law enforcement has been working with the borough to ensure safe and efficient evacuations. Firefighters are coordinating with Alaska DOT to facilitate safe and travel through the area as soon as possible. Due to fire activity, the Elliott Highway is closed temporarily, approximately Haystack Drive to milepost 20. Let's see, levels 3 go. This means leave, evacuate now. Level 2 set. That level 3 is in Poker Flat Watershed, Himalaya area, Hayes Creek area. Level 2, it's a set. Old Chattanooga, it's at your own risk in Elliott Highway. Level 1 is ready, Northeast East Highway, milepost 30 to 45. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, hey, thank you. The Fairbanks, during this time, we always like have the open doors to house different people.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of folks that have been evacuated from their places, and just everybody's patient, everybody's kind, and everybody tries to be helpful.
I've got a call with Governor Dunleavy at 2:45, and he, this is what I did. I made our crews, our apparatuses, our personnel available to the State Division of Forestry starting Thursday evening, and they actually deployed on Saturday out near the Moose Mountain area. So I had firefighters deploy. They were not involved, but they were up there in case they were needed. So, it's a great community, and when you have the best fire department in the interior, you let people use it. And that's what I did for the State Division of Forestry.
Awesome job. Shout out to one of my students, Alex Manley. She's one of the dispatchers, and she's doing a fantastic job with it.
Yeah, it's great. We're such a close-knit community. And, Sunday morning we had a regular house fire. And so over off Farewell, and I get there a little bit after they've put it out, and you have City of Fairbanks, University of Alaska, and Fort Wainwright all responding to a house fire.
Yep.
We're such a great community, a great community.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. You have a good solstice?
Oh, yeah.
And Fairbanks tomorrow, I'm gone, but Brett Roderman will be here for me, and I'll have him read an update on the fire situation and information I get from the governor, and also information that I give to the governor. And this is a public airway, and guess what? We serve the public. Simple as that.
Well, thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
You have a great day. Bye. Yeah, it's what we do here. It's what we do. And that midnight sun run. But thank you, Tom Kennedy. That was next thing on my list was the forest fire update. But so what the heck. Now, the next thing on my list, because I made up a list here, is going to be me today. Bed tax. Tammy Wilson has introduced a ordinance to the borough to increase the bed tax from 8% to 12%. And she came to the City of Fairbanks last night, to discuss and take questions. And first of all, I thanked her for coming in and having the respect to come in and tell us about it and take questions, because, we're looking at this and saying, hold it. We can go up to 12% and you're taking it? And she was very forthright about it. Yes, she is. It's going to be used to help lower tax bills and to pay for the cost of their Parks and Rec department, because she says, the visitors that come up here do that. And I looked at it and I told her that I always looked at, we charge 8% and we can go up to 12% without a vote of the people, without anything. So if you take this, we don't get to do that anymore. And I always looked at that extra 4% to hold it off in reserve in case we had to do something, construct something for the visitor industry. Some years ago, we were looking at having a location here for different event center that they have now, but we were looking at that. And I always thought if we needed to subsidize this in any way, that could do it because that's visitors. And I told her that, you know, and what the borough does is what the borough is going to do. And these are the differences between the city of Fairbanks and the borough. You cannot put anything out to the voters for a tax from the city of Fairbanks without a 6-0 vote. Think about that. Every person on that city council must agree to put this on the ballot box. You can't have a new tax without going to the ballot box. On the borough side, it's just a majority vote. So then I threw something at them, and I'd thrown it at some of their borough assembly leaders, you know, a few months ago. And I said, if you're trying to get revenue without charging Fairbanksons, take a look at a car or a car rental tax out at the airport. That's in the borough. It's not going to cost the Fairbanksons anything per se. But if you're looking at a tax that doesn't hit the pocketbooks of Fairbanksons, because borough, you're 85% real estate tax. That's where you go to. Just increase it. You just increase it. But you're 85% borough real estate tax. Go some other location. This one basically avoids taxing Fairbanksons if you go that direction. You need the revenue, and whether they do it or not, the bed tax will. And I've told people at the Explore Fairbanks, you know, they're definitely opposed to this because they're trying to protect their industry who come here. And I said, if this makes it to the ballot box, it's gonna pass because this does not affect most Fairbanksons. It's a bed tax for visitors. So be prepared for that. And that's how you have to look at that. If this makes it to the ballot box, this is going to be incorporated. This will pass by a good margin. The last tax that we had in the city of Fairbanks was a marijuana tax that I wrote in 2015. And it was 5%, lowest tax in the nation on retail marijuana, no transportation, no growing, just 5% retail. And I chose 5% because that's what we charge for alcohol. Don't discriminate, same amount. It passed by 87% of the vote. And we haven't changed that. So anyway, but in the city, it took all six people who was on the city council at the time to say yes. Borough, it takes a majority vote. And those are the differences between the two governmental bodies. And to get, you know, the way the founding fathers put together our government, to do something is not easy. They didn't want government, you know, doing too many things that weren't good. And so that's one of the checks and balances that the city of Fairbanks has. It takes a 6-0 vote in the borough. It's a majority. So anyway, Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. I'm going to give you some Joe Santini summer long bumper music. We have some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how to make a cheeseburger. And we'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Congressional Republicans discussing the U.S. military strike against three Iranian facilities over the weekend. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise praising the president, adding he worked closely with foreign allies and Congress.
Under the War Powers Resolution, in compliance with that law, he notified Congress within 48 hours of the actions that were taken. And hopefully that's as far as it's going to go. The president announced yesterday that there is now a ceasefire.
Several Democratic leaders have said that's not true. The president only told them after the strikes took place. House Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar.
It is completely unacceptable that Congress has not been briefed on this in a timely fashion. We need evidence, we need details, and we need to know them now.
On social media, President Trump announcing Israel and Iran have agreed to a ceasefire. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is warning Alaskans to be on high alert for a recent surge in fraudulent text messages falsely claiming that recipients owe money for unpaid tolls or parking tickets. These scams trick individuals into clicking on malicious links or providing sensitive personal and financial information. Some things to know is Alaska only has one toll facility, and that is the Whittier Tunnel. No toll invoices are ever sent by text message. DOT does not issue parking citation and does not collect fines via text. If you do receive a scam message, do not click on any links in the message. Do not reply to the message or provide any personal information. Report the scam or report it as junk and block the sender. Scammers are constantly adapting their tactics. DOT and Public Facilities encourages Alaskans to remain skeptical of any unsolicited text messages involving money, especially those appearing to come
streaming
from government.
Live online
agencies.
At KFAR660.com.
So, you're a Batteries Plus go-to guy. But can you replace the battery in my smartphone?
Yes.
What about my employees' phones?
Yep.
Can you power my business day-to-day?
Yes.
What about my delivery truck?
Let me put it this way. If it needs a battery, we have it.
Well, that's all you had to say.
Batteries Plus. The experts in charge.
Are you like these people who cannot wait for the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby?
There's not much better than fishing.
We barely put a cast in and boom, we had one.
Valdez Silver Salmon Derby runs July 19th through August 31st. A daily derby ticket is only $10, season ticket $50, and you've got a chance to win $10,000 cash. Visit ValdezFishDerbies.com for more information. See you in Valdez. And remember, friends don't let friends fish without a derby ticket.
What are you doing in the library? You're a dog.
Hi, I'm Jack, a Companions Inc. Fairbanks volunteer therapy dog. My human brings me to the university library right before final exams every semester, and I hang out with all my university students. They toss my ball, scratch my ears, they laugh, relax, decrease their stress. As a Companions Inc. therapy dog, I volunteer to share my love regularly at Denali Center and community events. If you want to learn more about Companions Inc. Fairbanks, go to companionsinc.org.
Hey, it's Craig Campo inviting you to kick back with me by the campfire every Saturday for the Outdoor Show. We'll be talking about living the Alaskan outdoor dream with fascinating guests, even some favorite stories and memories from a lifetime spent on the trails and waterways, hunting, fishing, and camping across this great state. Join me, Craig Campo, for the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Campos since 1945. Listen in Saturday afternoons at 12:30 p.m. for the Outdoor Show right here on KFAR Radio.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. If you want to give a call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And again, the Fairbanks North Star Borough has elevated the Hayes neighborhood area, as of yesterday, has not come off yet, to a level 3 ghost evacuation status. So please be careful. They're closing the roads out there. They're fighting it. And again, I have a conversation with the governor today at 2:45. I'll also be supplying him with an update from our fire chief and what we're doing. And he'll probably be supplying me with an update. And Brett Roderman will be on there tomorrow, and he'll be supplying you with the update from both myself, our fire chief, and the governor. So we're very fortunate. Fairbanks, we're very fortunate indeed. This is a small state, and I can communicate with a lot of people just to get these updates. And Mr. Kennedy, thank you for calling in and asking about it, because it was next. It was next. But, okay. Even though it's smoky out, that's no reason not to barbecue a burger. And that's the thing about America. There are certain things that are just so American, that are ours. A hot dog, not the wiener schnitzel or the wiener, the hot dog, the hamburger, ice cream. I brought Emily and her crew this morning. Ice cream and donuts. That's right. Ice cream. But the burger. In the summer, you have that grill. And I got a new grill. And with that grill came a cast iron attachment you put in the grill. And whenever you're making a burger, you got to get a couple things right. You need that sear, that crispness on the outside that gives a great texture, that char. And with that cast iron implement, you can do that. You know, if you're this grilling it, you're getting a little bit on it from your grill. But a cast iron, really, it gives you the best of both worlds. It gives you the taste, the smell of your, depending on how you're cooking it, to the good Christmas, that char that's there. So now, if you're just going to go down and get burger, get the 80-20, Chuck. It's 80-20. It's 80% meat, 20% fat, and it's Chuck. But if you can go down and you're looking at having an event or putting some burgers away, and I do this once a year, no matter what, I do this once a year. I get a combination of 40%, say you're getting 5 pounds. I get 2 pounds of sirloin, 2 pounds of chuck, a 1 pound of brisket, all ground in together. Your sirloin is a great taste. Your chuck is a good taste, but it gives that fat content, a great fat content. So does the sirloin, not as much as the fat. And the brisket gives it that tart, sharp taste with not much fat at all. And it's a great combination. And when you mix the three together, it's about a 85-15% of meat to fat. And that's probably the best. You're not going to find that too often at the store. You'll find a 93% meat and 7. That's probably your sirloin or your brisket. But that 85-15 combination makes the best burger. And I'm on the record and on the radio saying that. So if you can ever get it, do it. Now, what are you going to put it on? What sort of bun? And the broche, this is all personal. However you make your burger is personal. My favorite is the soft bun, the potato bun. It's just soft. It absorbs, this sounds gross, but it absorbs the oozing of the burger into it very well. You don't lose that taste. And it's just great. And it's a soft bun. I like a soft bun. Now, okay, you got to have lettuce. And, you know, are you chopping up the lettuce or are you putting a leaf out there? But either is good. Either is good, but you got to have the lettuce. And I like the green lettuce over the iceberg. If you can get that green leaf lettuce, it just works. It just works. It doesn't have that texture Christmas of the iceberg, but it just works. Then you got to choose your cheese. Now, hey, the American cheddar, man, that's number one. But I also like provolone. And then once in a while, I'll even buy the Swiss. A lot of people like the pepper jack. I don't like the pepper jack myself. But that's not to say that it's not a great cheese, because over the last, I'd say, 10 years, pepper jack cheese on a burger has become very, very good. Now the onion. It depends what you're doing. If you're slicing the onion, I love the red onion. I love the red onion if you're slicing. If you're dicing it along with your lettuce, go yellow onion. But that sliced red onion with the rings, it just looks fantastic, and it tastes fantastic too. Oh my goodness! So you have your choices there. Your lettuce and your onion. If you chop them up, use the white onion or the yellow onion. If you're doing the slicing of the onion and not dicing it, use the red onion. It's great. Then you're going to need your mustard and your mayo or hamburger relish. You know, you need. I like mustard and mayo. I used to like mustard, mayo, ketchup, but on a hot dog, I like 80% mustard, 20% ketchup. On the burger, I like 50-50, equal amounts of mustard and mayonnaise. And, you know, putting it all together and getting it grilled. Now, you know, how big is your patty? I like using 0.4 pounds. Or about 7 ounces. You know, it's, I know you're being precise, Prudes, but what the heck. It's why I make a good burger, I guess. But that's a good-sized burger. And you make it about, just about 3/4 inch thick or an inch thick. And you put that on your cast iron. You get that cast iron sizzling. You get it hot. And you put it on there. Close the lid for 5 minutes. Open it up, flip it, close the lid. Ah. Then when you open up the lid, you're putting your cheese on the burger. And you're putting, you put butter on your potato bun. And you're toasting it. And this is going to take about a minute. You shut the lid with your cheese, be it provolone, be it American cheddar, be it Swiss, be it pepper jack. You open it up, and it's about 5 minutes on one side, 3.5 minutes on the other side at a good 400 degrees temperature if you have a temperature gauge on your grill. And you pull that off. And also, you put your potato bun with the butter on your cast iron. And it just gives it a nice, crisp flavor, heated bun. And what a lot of people like to do is they like to put the bun on top, you know, the top of the bun on top of the cheese. Or if you're not going to put it on the grill itself. And then you take your other half, your bottom half of the bun, and you put that on the top of the bun. So you're getting your bun warmed up and heated up in moisture. Moisture is going into the buns and makes them soft. So that's another way to do it. Butter, put them down on the grill. No butter, put the top of the bun on the cheese and the other bottom of the bun on top of the bun faced up, and there you go. Now, you pull off your burger, and this might sound sacrilege, but it's okay if it is, if you don't agree. I like looking at it and then cutting that burger in half and just seeing how that interior looks. It should be a medium rare. A little bit of pink in there, not gray all the way through. We're not cooking a gray burger. We're not cooking a medium well burger. We're cooking a medium rare burger. We want it juicy. We want it tasty. Now, you got your meat. What are you going to add to the meat? And, you know, I like adding one egg yolk, you know, for the, say, the 5 pounds. One egg yolk, just one. I would say 1/3 cup of Italian breadcrumbs, and then a tablespoon of granulated garlic, a half tablespoon of your onion powder, your salt, your pepper, then a couple tablespoons of Lean Parents. You mix it all in together, you form your patties, and bam. You're ready to cook some incredible Alaska burgers. Burgers by Dave. Okay. But what the heck. But that's how you do it. Pretty easy if you got the time. And, you know, if you don't have the time, hey, get the pre-made patties that are ready to go. Don't be bashful. Just do it. Then you put your different sauces or spices on them as you cook it, and you're good to go. We're Americans. Sometimes we got to do it fast. Sometimes we get to take the time to do it the way we want to do it. But, hey, just as long as you do it and you're out on your deck and you're enjoying yourself, that's what the summer in Alaska is all about. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. Now that I've got you hungry, coming into the noon hour. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Endless opportunities are waiting for you with part-time service in the Alaska Army National Guard. You have the chance to be a guardian of this amazing state and help protect what makes it so special. Part-time service also provides education benefits so you can complete the education you need to reach your career goals. Learn how you can help guard the last frontier at nationalguard.com/AK. Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Enter Frontier Outfitters Summer of Guns Giveaway 2025. It's your opportunity to win one of 10 guns June 12th through August 7th. Enter once each day. Get the details at the store and find out the makes and models of all the guns being given away. Enter today at Frontier Outfitters. 10 guns, 10 drawings, 10 chances to win. It's Summer of Guns Giveaway 2025. Visit Frontier Outfitters for all the details. Enter to win at your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Contractors, architects, and engineers. When it comes to your big print needs, Advanced Printing has you covered. We are your trusted local source for technical printing. Whether you need large format blueprints, detailed technical drawings, or blueprint scanning services, we deliver sharp, accurate results fast. Rush orders? No problem. Advanced Printing is built to deliver with fast turnarounds and unmatched quality. Visit hotprinter.com or call us at 907-451-1111. Advanced Printing, serving Fairbanks for over 40 years.
Advanced Printing, where your business means a mint to us.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 71. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 52. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. We're getting you hungry for lunch. You know, we've had a good day so far. We got one more thing on food to talk about, then we got some other more important things to talk about, that's for sure. But if you're not going to make your good burger, where are you going to go? And one of my favorites is, I've got many favorites, I'm sorry, but Fender's. go to Fender's. Do yourself a favor. Brewster's, great burgers there. Boy, Gary and Angela, they've won so many awards with that. When Pike's Landing opens up, their burger out there, you know, their Chena burger, is fantastic. It's good, it's tasty. Then you have Eduardo. He's got two locations. He's got the Burger Zone. Have you been to the Burger Zone lately, the new one? He has it over there in the Bentley Mall. And, you know, you went from a gas station to leasing the building out there at the golf course, to owning the golf course and the building, and then moving his Burger Zone into the old place where the wings and things used to be there in the Bentley Mall. His service is great. Wherever you go, wherever Eduardo has a restaurant, great service, great food. But all of these are that way. Fender's, Brewster's, Pike's, all of them that way. The Blue Roof, Carla. Oh, my God. You know, these are all artistes that make these burgers, if you want. Now, then DW Grill. they have me with the mushroom cheeseburger. They really do. Then every Monday night, in season, in summer, go out to the Turtle Club. They make a wonderful burger from their meats, you know, that they trim up, they grind up from their wonderful ribeye. Oh, my goodness. And then in the summer only, Cajun Mike, the This and That Grill down there on the west side of College Road, the This and That Grill, it's only there in the summer. he too has a great burger. But so many places have great burgers. I mean, my goodness. But go enjoy it. Go find them. Go do it. Now, going to the back to the city of Fairbanks. A couple of weeks ago at our last meeting, we approved the Roberts payment of $3 million. And what we did, we'd already paid it. And the decision had to be made. Do we reimburse our general account from taxes on the city, on the citizens of Fairbanks? Or do we keep our reserve that went down by $3 million from basically $15 million down to $12 million, and we have to have, no matter what, a reserve of $10 million? Do we reimburse it? Do we refill the tank, or do we run it three quarters full? And, you know, I looked at this and talked to some of the different city council members, and all this happened in 1997. 27, 28 years ago, 80% of the people who live here now were not here then, or paying, I should say, the property owners on the real estate tax reimbursement to our coffers were not here back then. And is it fair for them to pay it? Even though it's fair or not, if that's where the payment will come from, if we don't pay it out of our reserve by putting money in our savings, from our savings, and put it into that reserve. And we were able to pay it out of the reserve. So this year, there will be no tax increase on that. Now, we have had higher taxes on a one-year basis when we had the issue with the PFOS out there from the fire training center. That jumped up, and that was a $5.3 million construction project to get everyone safe drinking water. That was 1 year. And again, that was from 1975 to 1995. So my mantra has always been as mayor, and as a, you learn real fast when you go through a few of these things, don't do anything today that's going to cause harm 20 years down the road that you don't know about. And the firemen, the containment center did not fail. However, their exuberance of spraying foam outside the containment area for 20 to 30 years, it then leached into the water table, because the water table is low, 8 to 12 feet. It leached down into that, and it migrated. It migrated west by northwest. And so, boy, what a plume. So we had to hook up all these properties to water, which, you know, when it comes to someone's health, you're just going to do that. And so we did that. I wrote the ordinance to get it done, reimbursements, how to when we're going to do it, all that stuff. And it's worked. It has worked. The Roberts payment, we have three of them, $3 million payments. And so the first one, it came out of our reserve. We had the money in there. We did not reimburse ourselves that we could have done. And that's a line item on your tax payment on real estate. And the cost of living in Fairbanks is not easy. So we have to be cognizant, you know, as a government, trying to keep as much off living as we can. And over the last 3 years, hey, you know, I've done some pretty good budgets. I've been able to sock away a lot of money. We put about $5, $6 million in the last 2 years into our capital budget, doing roads, things like that. And we've also been able to sock away some money into our reserve. And that's where we came this time. Can we do that in the future? We'll have to see. But you're trying to lessen, to keep it down as minimal, the cost of government that goes to the citizens of Fairbanks. That's my philosophy anyway. Keep the taxes down. Keep the cost down. You know, a friend of mine called me up, and this is what surprised me. He came up and visited me last year, and he said that Fairbanks is the number four most expensive place in the United States to travel to. And he goes, Anchorage is number five. He said, these are the reasons. Cost of airfare. And I go, yeah. everyone's coming up in the summer, and they stack on the price. And then in the winter, they lessen the amounts of services up here, and they stack up the price. You know, it costs you two-thirds the amount. I go down to San Luis Obispo in Central California, and I take Alaska Airlines. And it costs me, say, $550 to get from Fairbanks to Seattle in a three-and-a-half-hour flight. We got someone bringing me in a note. Get this crap out of here. Jesus, get out of here. Leave me. I'm talking good stuff. My God. That was upper management. I was kicked out of the office. Anyway. But the cost of coming to Fairbanks, it cost me to leave and come back to Fairbanks, you know, $600 to get to Seattle, and then $250 to get to San Luis Obispo. The average cost, I was talking to people, visitors, and hotel rooms in Fairbanks over solstice were $700. Then you add on to that the cost of a car or the cost of food, and boom, there you go. Fairbanks is number four. Anchorage is number five out of the, you know, I'm sure New York is number one because of hotel rooms. Who knows? You didn't look into it, but he told me that he had visited it up here last year and he really enjoyed it. So, man. But hey. Now, I am remiss. I have to bring up one more burger. At Latitude 65, you have frozen smoked barbecue, Ted Jones Jr., great guy, his smash burger. Oh, 2 3-ounce patties, smashed. So you get that char and that fast sear on there. And I get the mushroom burger. I don't need the french fries. He doesn't have french fries. But he has such good food there. And that smash burger that Ted Jones Jr. makes at Lat 65 is probably my favorite. I must say, the smash burger at Frozen Smoke Barbecue in Lat 65. And then you go in the Lat 65 and they've expanded and they got a great selection of beverages there. It's just great to see what they did with that building and how they incorporated it and the hard work that the owners put in there and the hard work that Ted Jones and his wife puts in there for the food side. You know, you go there, and they're becoming popular. I mean, I drive by there, and oh man, they're packed and stacked. I got to go somewhere else, but hey, go there and enjoy it. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show coming down to the end. I'll be gone tomorrow. I'm in Anchorage. I've got Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Board of Directors. We're gonna try and get you cheaper interest rates for cheaper living in Alaska. But Brett Roterman will be on the radio here, and he'll give you an update of fires. And he's also going to get on here and say, I'm speaking as a personal citizen, not as a member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough. And Tammy Wilson had to say that yesterday, and I shake my head. Are you guys so bad on the assembly that you chase after everyone to to make sure they give they don't get a penalty? Anyway, y'all have a great show. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you on Friday.